The best 8th graders in social studies and the arts from various counties spent a week learning about West Virginia's history. One of the events was a scavenger hunt. Liz McCormick has more.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, guys, back here.
Summer Street's back there.
Have fun.
That's one of seven groups of 8th graders participating in the West Virginia Ambassadors Camp's annual scavenger hunt. The search began at Davis Park, and they searched for 16 locations on their scavenger hunt list.
Have you guys found anything else?
Found a little man up there.
Oh. Very good.
Tim Brady with the Charleston Convention and Visitors Bureau hosted the scavenger hunt for about 70 students.
We've designed this photo scavenger hunt to lead teams strategically throughout the city so that they can see some of what Charleston has to offer, some of the architecture of the city, some of the parks and recreation offerings that we have. So it's our way of giving these kids an urban experience and then using a tool to get them out into the city so that they can see what Charleston has to offer.
Each group was given a paper, one side with a map of downtown Charleston and the other side with pictures and clues. Matthew Austin, one of the coordinators with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, says that the kids have a blast with the scavenger hunt.
Kids don't say it, but they like to be outside. I think that's just a human nature to want to be outside, to want to do fun things. So it kind of engages them to be outside, be active. And I think that's something that we really need, period, in the world today.
Well, you guys are the first group back, so
that's because we're awesome like that.
Woo! Group 7 found 15 out of 16. We've already checked their answers, and they were right.
The winning team of this year's scavenger hunt won restaurant gift cards and the respect of their peers as knowing the most about Charleston. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.